Blackstone Audio presents The Crown by Nancy Bilyeu. This book is read by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. London, May 25th, 1537. When a burning is announced, the taverns off Smithfield order extra barrels of ale. But when the person to be executed is a woman and one of noble birth, the ale comes by the cartload. I would ride in one of those carts on Friday of Whitsun week, the 28th year of the reign of King Henry VIII, to offer prayers for the soul of the condemned traitor, Lady Margaret Bulmer. I heard the cartsman's cry go out as I made my way on Cheapside Street, clutching the London map I'd sketched from a book in secret 2 nights before. I moved faster now that I'd reached such a wide and cobbled street, but my legs throbbed. I'd spent the morning trudging through mud.
"Smithfield, are you bound for Smithfield?"
It was a cheerful voice, as if the destination were a St. George's Day fair. Just ahead, in front of a tannery, I saw who had shouted, a burly man flicking the backs of 4 horses hitched to a large cart. A half dozen heads peeked above the rails.
"Hold!" I shouted as loudly as I could. "I wish to go to Smithfield."
The cartsman whipped around, his eyes searched the crowd. I waved, and his face split into a wet smile. As I drew nearer, my stomach clenched. I'd vowed I would speak to no one this entire day, seek no assistance. The risk of discovery was too great. But Smithfield lay outside the walls of the city, to the north and west, still a fair distance away. When I reached him, the cartsman looked me up.